Well, as he's getting the video ready, I'll tell you a little bit about Beach Salt. And as he mentioned, I did work with Brother David Harrison for about 2 years, and it was a blessing to do that. I was 17 when I started working with him. I'll go ahead and break the question that everybody's wondering. How old are you? I'm 19. I'll be 20 here in just a few months in June. And so I'll go ahead and get that question out of the way for you.
How old are you? I'm
19. Well, that's the first. Never had that happen before. Never talked back to myself. Hallelujah, that'll work. Well, Brother Harrison and I, he introduced me to this ministry called Be Salt. I met a missionary by the name of Stephen Sykes, I guess about 3 years ago, right about the time Be Salt was started. Brother Sykes is from High Point, and he was a controller at a Fortune 500 company. God called him to preach, to be a church planter, and he was going to the state of New Mexico, the city of Los Lunas, about 60 miles south of Albuquerque, to start a church there. And through that work, God birthed a ministry called Be Salt. When Brother Sykes went to start this church, God burdened him to knock on 10,000 doors, which would cover the whole city limits, inviting everyone to that first church. So he made up a nice brochure, had the invitations made up, knocked on every door in the city, had a little storefront building with 65 chairs in it. God surprised everybody with 96 people visiting that first Sunday. And then 3 years later, they're in a new building, running over 100, seeing many people saved. And he turned the church over to a new pastor and went to start another church. And that's where he's at now, in Deming, New Mexico. And they're doing the same thing again, starting another church. And so his burden was for the areas of the country that do not have a Baptist church. And so he got to studying about how many churches are in this country and how many are needed. Out front, you'll see a map on the video. You'll see the map as well of the database showing the counties in our country and what the need is. There are 3,144 counties in this United States of America. And 932 of these counties do not have an independent Baptist church. That's almost a third of our nation does not have an independent Baptist church. You look at the map, those red counties are counties that do not have a church. And the others, the yellow means they have at least one, but still not enough. Light green means they have more, but still not quite enough. The dark greens are the ones that have enough for the population. We estimate one church for every 10,000 people. And so Be Salt's to start this database, helping a lot of men that they're called to preach. They know they want to start a church, but they don't know where. And so by the Be Salt database, you can go to besalt.org and see county by county where the biggest needs are. We have the top 100 counties, the top being Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. There's 1.8 million people in that city alone, and if there's only seven Baptist churches. And if all seven of those Baptist churches were to knock on 10,000 doors every year, it would take 309 years to take the gospel to that city. And so the need is great all over the country, especially out in the West and the Midwest and the Northeast. Even in our own state, I was looking at the map before the service, up on the northeast part of our state, over near New Bern, where FBN is located, there's several red counties there, no Baptist churches, and FBN signal reaches in that. And so there's a big need. A lot of people want to do something, they just don't know where. So in 2011, God birthed the Be Salt Ministry, but not just that. We don't just help men know where to go, but we'll help them when they get there by doing what Brother Sykes did and do what we call an operation. We'll go help them knock on 10,000, 15,000, 1,000, whatever the population is like. We've done it in several areas, helped start several dozen churches. In 3 years, we've taken the gospel to 284,000 homes, helped start several dozen churches. And we started one over in Bozeman, Montana, in New Mexico. We're going to help start one here in just a few months over in Maine. We've been all over the place, even down in Texas, at Corpus Christi, Texas, the People's Baptist Church where Brother Lester Roloff started. We went to Operation 10,000 there, helped that church. They're trying to rebuild that ministry. And so we've been able to help a lot of small, struggling churches, been able to help rescue several churches, and most importantly, help start a lot of churches. And so that's what the burden is for Be Salt. Be Salt stands for Baptist Seeking Souls in America's Lost Towns. And that's our focus. I don't tell people I'm a missionary, and even though that's a good word, I tell people I'm an evangelist. When people think evangelist, they think of love offerings, itinerary preaching, and someone who doesn't need support. But what I consider Be Salt is biblical evangelism. This is very similar to what the Apostle Paul did. He would go and help establish churches, help train those churches for evangelism, and then move on and do it again somewhere else. And so in order to do that, you have to have church support. I went to Bozeman, Montana for 3 weeks, and we went and had to take care of our own housing, our own food, and left with no love offering because the church was just getting started. They had nothing to give. And the only way we can do that is by churches supporting us and helping us to do that. And it's been a blessing to see what God's done. There's nothing more exciting than seeing a church birth from nothing. And revival is resurrecting the dead, but this church planting is seeing someone give birth, and that's more exciting to me. I love seeing new churches birthed. And so that, with the help of the Lord, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to help churches more in the area of soul winning. Before long, it'll be illegal to knock doors. Yeah. I'd say in 10 years' time, this will be illegal. And so Beef Salt shouldn't have to exist. If churches were birthing churches and God had intended it, there would be no need for Beef Salt. I'm hoping to see the day Beef Salt can just shut down because churches are back to doing what they need to do. But the need is great and the time is short. Just a few months ago, I was almost arrested for knocking doors. I mean, that we are really getting so cold in this country. And so we've got to do what we can while we can. So we're going to show a quick 6-minute video. The video is called Reality Check, and that's simply what it is. It's the first few minutes of the video show you really what the condition of our country is, and then it explains what we can do, what Beef Salt is trying to do to make a difference in our nation. So roll the video whenever y'all are ready.
Eight young women are under arrest. They're charged with attacking and stabbing a 63-year-old man on the subway. This happened on board a downtown 6 train near the 23rd Street station early yesterday morning.
Learning more about an undercover drug investigation at West Warwick High School.
Two people who tried to help out at the scene of a crash ended up losing their own lives.
Many people don't claim any religion. In every single state, it's up. Vermont, 21%.
No, faith is what destroys freedom. I am an atheist. I believe in culture. I believe in you as a person who believes in his culture, but I don't believe in what you believe in.
An Evansville church says they can no longer afford to stay open and today close their doors for good.
Religion has become more like a fashion statement, not a deep personal commitment.
Hello, this is Stephen Sykes, missionary church planter in New Mexico. I want to share with you about the Beef Salt ministry. Beef Salt was started in March of 2011. Beef Salt stands for Baptist Seeking Souls in America's Lost Towns. In March of 2011, 40 men came together from all walks of life. Some that were pastors, church planters, evangelists, and others came together and went through the Beef Salt data, selecting prayerfully and carefully the top 100 counties in the United States that need the gospel. Beef Salt is committed to taking the gospel to the lost towns in America.
What have I realized today from the Beef Salt data? By looking at the statistics that have been composed, I've realized the great need of church planting in stateside here in America, how great the need is. And it's even been, basically it's been put in a position where you could realize county by county, and even as a pastor in North Carolina, now I know the neighboring counties where I live and exactly the need for churches in those areas.
Well, we've learned today where the greatest need for churches are, and I've also realized that we're way behind on getting the gospel out to some of these areas in our own country.
I think pastors and churches need to take this information and pray over it and use it to really get a vision of what the needs are here in America and to be reminded that we have a responsibility and we'll answer for God. Pastors hold missionaries accountable for their work, but I believe God's going to hold us accountable for not reaching our own country with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
There are hundreds of counties that do not have an adequate number of churches to share the gospel with the people in those counties. We must get the gospel to the lost in the United States of America.
I was sent here by invitation on our first Operation 10,000, I believe it was. Praise God, I got saved that first night, that Wednesday night. That first Wednesday night I came to the service.
I came to the church back in 2009, the very first service, and I listened to the preaching and to the word of the Bible, and I got saved.
Okay.